If your state of mind is calm and clear, you'll have very little reason to fuel negative emotions. But CBT isn't just about thinking happy thoughts. If things were that simple, there wouldn't be a need for therapists and experts. CBT takes a more practical and objective approach to depression and anxiety, as you will learn in the following chapters. Automatic thoughts. Interestingly, even if just thinking happy thoughts was enough, it still isn't easy dealing with depression and anxiety. This isn't because thinking is difficult, but rather it's become very easy for us. According to experts, we humans practice something known as automatic thoughts. These can be thought of as similar to involuntary reflexes that our bodies make when we encounter certain stimuli. This reflex of ours was first discovered by the very man that created the foundations of CBT, Alan Beck. Initially, his approach was to find similarities in other forms of treatments for depression and anxiety. What he uncovered in his experiments turned out to be far more useful. A common trend surfaced among his patients. They all had skewed perceptions of their environment that led them to experience intense negative emotions. It was there that he scratched the surface of the deep relationship between thoughts, emotions, and actions. Take, for instance, touching something hot. By reflex, we let go of what is hot because it will burn us. We don't think about it anymore. It just happens out of instinct. The same thing happens with our thought patterns. When we encounter something or someone, we immediately